I'm so blessed to have Brother Roel minister the word of God for us today, this morning. And I'm so thankful to have elders na talagang nandyan po sila yung faithfulness and commitment. And even kayo po, no? We're here to pray for one another and encourage one another. That's the beauty of the body ministry. Hindi lamang po isa o dalawa or just a few, but all of us have been called to do the work of God. And so marami pong salamat sa continued support niyo sa work of the Lord. And let's welcome Brother Roel and let's make him feel the love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Roel, God bless you, brad.
Praise God. God is good. And all the time. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pang-emergency lang po ako. Kung merong mga paramedics eh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's bow down and pray. Lord, we just thank you for this day, O God. This is the day that you have made, O God. We will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. This is your day, O God, and we worship you, Lord God. We ask your Holy Spirit to touch our heart right now, Lord God. Make our heart a good ground for your word, O God. And let that word, O God, multiply, O God. Produce the fruit that it needs to produce, O God. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. We give you praise, O God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to study today about cultivating the kingdom of God in you. Amen. And I would like to give credit. I got my notes through the Believers Academy in the Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Amen. We're going to start with a heart that receives. Amen. Does everybody have a heart? I hope you have. Amen. What is the kingdom of God? Amen. The kingdom of God, before we were living in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of Satan. Amen. But when we received the Lord as our Savior, we were translated into the kingdom of light or into the kingdom of God. A natural harvest starts with planting a seed in a good soil. How many of here are gardeners? Amen. A lot of us plant, we probably plant tomatoes, amen, any kind of vegetable in our backyard. So to receive a harvest in our lives, we must have a good heart soil to receive the kingdom of God and reap a harvest. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, it says, "May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That is the kingdom of God. His will being done here on earth, brothers and sisters. A true harvest comes not only receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior, but also from putting his kingdom first place. We are very familiar with this verse, Matthew 6:33. It says there, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen? When we put God's way of doing things first, we don't have to struggle with the world system of getting our needs met. Have you proven that? Amen? Yeah. When we seek God first, brothers and sisters, he will add everything to us. Amen. We don't even have to pray for it. Amen. We don't even have to, as long as we're doing God's priority, or we're putting him first, our priority, everything will be added unto us. Amen. We have a part to play. Amen. When we cultivate a soil, we do something, right? We water the plant, we dig the soil, to soften the soil, right? And sometimes we put on fertilizer. Amen. We put on whatever fertilizer you have, poo-poo, or from the chicken, from whatever. Amen. You can buy fertilizer. So we have a part to play. Before that, let us turn to the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4. And there are four types of hard soil. Four types of hard soil. In the book of Mark chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, it says there, the farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and take away the word that was sown in them. So that's the first type of soil, is a pavement-like heart. Matigas po. Amen. It is easy for the devil to steal the word from the people who are stubborn, prideful, or unwilling to yield to anyone, including God. Amen? Amen. So that's the first type of soil or heart, is the pavement-like heart. The second type of soil is a stony ground soil or a stony ground heart. Mark 4, 16, 17, follow me with that. Others, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. Ba, happy, 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 nakarinig ng word ni Lord. Amen. Amen. It happens to all of us, right? When we were first born again, we hear the word. But since they have no root, they last only for a short time. When trouble or persecution comes, because of the word, they quickly fall away. Na, nawawala ka agad. Amen. Nawala na yung joy. Amen. The heart receives the word with joy, but because the soil is left unattended, roots grow. When trouble comes, this heart blames God and turns away rather than toward the truth in his word. Amen. For example, there's something happened in your life, like there's something, you got sick and you got financially troubled. Amen. Nawala na yung joy. Amen. Because there's no root. Amen. When trouble comes, the heart blames God and turns away rather than toward the truth in his word. And let's go to the third type. The third type of soil is a thorny ground heart. You can find that in Mark chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. It says there, still others, like sown seed among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it fruitful. Unfruitful, unfruitful. This hearer received the word of God. This could even be someone who identifies as a Christian, but over time, worries, fears, and troubles come more real than the truth in God's word. Amen. Nangyayari po ba ito sa atin? Yes. Sometimes it happens to us, right? Amen. We receive the word, but the worries of life, yung mga problema dumarating sa atin, amen. I will explain that later, and then nacho-choke yung word, amen, then it dies, amen. And then there's a fourth type of soil, is one that Jesus describes as a good soil. In Mark 4:20, it says there, others, like seed sown on a good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. How is this soil different from the other three? The heart only accepts the word, but also cultivates what has been sown. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me explain the third category, which is most Christians fit in category 3, the thorny ground of the heart. In Mark 4:7 says, and some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it and yielded no crop. Cares, anxieties, worries, and troubles dominate their thought lives. There are three types of thorns: cares and anxieties. So it's our everyday worries. We worry about our children, we worry about our money, about our health, about our to-do list. Amen. Our finances, marriages. You cannot be worried or be in fear and walk in faith at the same time. We have to learn to trust God, to walk in faith and not live in fear. It's not easy at first, but whenever an anxious mind pop into your mind, rebuke it, take it captive, and reject it. Keep the word in your heart and in your mouth. Amen. That's why it's good for us to confess the word of God. Amen. To confess the word of God. Because the word of God is truth. Amen. The other type of thorn is deceitfulness of riches. Not money or prosperity, but the pursuit of riches at all cost. Loving money and possessions more than the word of God. We know that prospering is a good thing because it is God's will for us to be financially blessed. Amen? Right. Especially when we give to the Lord. Right. The Lord for sure will bless us. Amen? Yes. Amen? When money or material possessions become the most important priority in our life, spending time in the Word, you know, pag na-focus yung attention na natin too much on our material possessions, nawawala na yung spending time natin with the Lord, with our church, attending the church, spending time with our family, it has become a heart issue. Amen? And it's stealing the blessing from us. Amen? It's stealing the blessing from us, brothers and sisters. And the third type of thorn is lust for other things. Lust is longing desire for other things, also known as folly or foolishness or silliness. Amen. That is feeding your mind from worldly sources like television, movies, books, magazines, internet. Our heart becomes cluttered when you spend more time in this. Amen. Brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong. There are good television shows. Like if you turn your channel to the Christian channel, right? You will be blessed. Amen. With the word of God, with the teachings. Amen. But when we are doing other worldly things, na-divert yung ating mind doon. Amen. That divert yung ating mind doon. And our heart becomes cluttered. And when we have more time in the Word, in the world than the world. Amen. So we have to limit or remove this thorn and you will see the breakthroughs. Amen. So there are three types of thorns that hinders us from growing. That is the cares and anxieties, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things. Amen? Now, how to tend the soil to produce a great harvest? As we have mentioned earlier, we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Seek first the kingdom. Putting God first place in your life will cultivate a good soil. It must be our highest desire and priority, and you will reap a harvest. The uncluttered heart will produce fruitful results. Amen? Amen? Na-notice niyo po ba if we prioritize the Lord more, amen, everything comes into place. Amen. Amen. And if there are challenges, it's easier to go through the challenges because God is with us. And God is for us. He cannot be against us. Amen? Amen? So, we have to feed ourselves and my family with spiritual food. We have to watch over our household and monitor, if possible, in a television show, movie, and book that comes into our homes. So let us work to limit worldly influences and invest our time in the Word of God. Amen. That is the best investment we can do, is to invest ourselves in the Word of God. When you wake up in the morning, amen, you can open your Bible or you can open your phone. We have our cell phone, and I've loaded the app for the verses of the day. Start reading the verses of the day, and then if you have more time, read the whole chapter. Amen. And you will notice that your day will go smooth. Amen. If there are challenges, you'll be able to conquer that. Amen. Because we are overcomers and we are more than conquerors. Amen. We are overcomers. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yesterday, I was listening to Pastor David Jeremiah, and he was teaching about being an overcomer. Amen. And you will be blessed. Amen. It is a series of teaching about overcoming anything. Fear, evil, depression, whatever you need to overcome. Amen? And everything will point to the Word of God, brothers and sisters. Yes. Everything will point to the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. That's why it is good for us. If you want a good soil, if you want your heart to be a good soil, start learning the Word of God. Amen? A good soil is where the Word of God becomes more real than anything in the natural. You cannot be moved by circumstances. Amen. You cannot be moved by circumstances. The other night, I was with Peter, and one of the artists asked me, and Peter John was still awake. He heard the question. Does this, you know, going here every day burden you? I told him, no. It doesn't burden us. Amen. Because the Word of God says that we cast all our cares upon Him.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. And His yoke is easy and light. If you trust God everything, amen, it will be easy and light. You know.
Thank you, Lord.
And we know that His condition is only temporary. And I always confess that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. You know, when you hear the doctor's report, it's not good. But I always confess, Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. And we committed him into your hands, so take control. Amen. Take control. Take control. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there are many scripture references. There are many scripture references that we can look upon. Amen. When we have this Word of God living in us, it becomes a revelation knowledge. Amen. 2 Peter 1:2. If you have that, it establishes the basis of revelation knowledge. Let me read to you 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. It says there, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the revelation of God and Jesus our Lord." The Greek word translated as knowledge is more than just a mental understanding of something. It means exact knowledge. It is knowledge that has been revealed directly to your heart by the Spirit of God. It goes beyond what we are able to understand in the natural and can only be revealed by the Spirit of God. It is the Holy Spirit communicating directly to your spirit. Have you experienced that?
Yes.
Amen. That you receive from a word from the Lord and iba ang dating. Amen. Amen. It's very alive to you. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is revealing more to you. Amen. Like if you meditate on the Lord is my shepherd in Psalm 23, the Lord will reveal a lot of things to you.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. He is my redeemer. Amen. The Lord will reveal a lot of himself to you. Amen. Like what he did he asked Peter, who do you think I am, Simon Peter? He said, you are the Christ. Amen. You are the Christ. And no one can reveal it to Simon Peter except the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, revelation knowledge is required for us to walk in victory. The lack of revelation knowledge is the cause of most faith failures. Believing the word with your mind is not the same as allowing it to illuminate your heart. The Word of God is alive in your heart. It will revolutionize your life. Nothing can shake you or lose you if the Word of God is alive in your heart, brothers and sisters. It will revolutionize you. Amen? It will change us. It will change us. The Word of God will change us. A revelation of His Word is the greatest blessing anyone can receive from God. It is the greatest blessing. Why do we need it? Ephesians 1:17. That the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Without it, it is like driving a sports car in the second gear. When we receive a special word, the secret He longs to share with us, we go into a whole new gear. Amen. When you have a problem, revelation knowledge has the answer. We don't have to wish, we don't have to hope, because the Word of God is living and powerful.
Amen.
It shall accomplish the very purpose that the Lord gave it to you.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
And how do we receive it? How do we receive it? We expect to hear from Him. We expect to hear from the Lord. Do you know the Lord talks to us?
Yes.
If the Lord talks to us, we can hear Him. We can hear Him. We put the word first place. We put the word first place. And how do you do that? In Romans 12:2, it says there, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. So, it's good that we can renew our mind, you know, with the word of God right away. Not like our DMV license. It will take 10 years. Your picture is already old and your license when you renew it. Amen. But the Word of God, you just open the Word of God and the Word of God says that the Word of God is living and powerful. It is life. It is life, brothers and sisters. First, we do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So today, I will meditate on the Word of God until I begin to receive a revelation from God. I will keep the Word in front of me until I will receive a revelation of Jesus as my healer, my provider, my protector, my deliverer. I expect to hear from God today, brothers and sisters. Have this expectation. You are here today because the Lord has a message for you. Amen. The Lord is my healer. I know the Lord healed me when I was driving on the freeway and my eye became blurry. That day I have to go to the emergency room with my wife because the retina walls of my eye is degenerating. Amen. Tumatanda na. Amen. In other words. Amen. So they have to laser it. They have to laser it. And you know, when I was in the process of healing at home, the Lord revealed to me in Psalm 23 that He will restore my soul. Amen. I meditated as being the Lord as my shepherd. Amen. And He said, I will restore my soul. And I took that word, and from then on, you know, my eyesight is good again. Amen. Amen. He is my provider. You know, the Lord always supply, as what Elder Sally said, all our need according to His riches in glory. Amen. You know, we thank You, Lord, for providing what we have, and as you know, as we give our best to the Lord, we never lack anything. We never lack any good thing. Amen. I don't make much just for driving, but I saw the hand of the Lord. Amen. I saw the hand of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we'll just get a check in the mail coming from someone, and then if I don't get a lot of trips for the day, and I'm with Peter John, sometimes the social services will just give me a ride for that day to complete my, you know, sometimes we have a quota or a boundary. That's what the drivers call it in the Philippines. We have a boundary. And then they will give me a transport, transporting patients to the hospital or to their doctor. And that will make the day. That will complete it. Amen. And then later on, they gave me a supply of more patients. Amen. A supply of more rides. So there's a steady income coming. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He is, praise God. So He is our provider. He is my protector. Amen. There are many, many times I was involved in an accident, but thank God, you know, I'm not badly hurt or anything. Amen. There are times when I feel sleepy, but you know, the Lord still drives for me. Amen. I know there's an angel watching there. Amen. There's a guardian angel protecting us. Amen. He is my deliverer. Amen. He delivered me from all my fears. Amen. From all my sins and my past sins. Amen. He changed me. Amen. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I just encourage you to be sensitive to what you will hear from the Lord. Amen. Just continue reading the Word of God, meditating on it day and night. In the book of Joshua 1:8, it says there that the book of the law, or the Word of God, shall not depart from your mouth day and night. Ruin you day and night. And He shall make your way prosperous. Amen. And good, you will have good success. Amen. So just, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, meditate on the Word of God. All of us go through trials, even though we are Christians already. The Bible says that if we try to live a holy life, a life, we are still, yeah, a godly life, we are still to encounter persecutions, trials. Amen. It will not go away. But when the Lord is with you, everything will be easier. Amen. Lighter. Amen. Overcomer. Amen. So I just thank God for you listening today. And the Lord bless you. And as what Halinsi say, God willing, see you next week. If the Lord doesn't come yet. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reminded of yung power ng word of God. You know, I could give you a lot of testimonies every time I'm here in front of you dahil ito ang binigay na role sa akin ni Lord for me to share the word of God sa inyo and even the elders. But, you know, the word of God is truth. Totoo. So, let me just add something to what he has already shared. You and I need to read the word of God. Meditate, believe, accept, memorize, confess, declare. Let me just give you an example. Every day when I go to work, I always quote Psalm 23, yung last portion doon na, Lord, thank you that because you're my shepherd, surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And Lord, I thank you that divine favor comes from you. Favor. Ano ba yung favor? Ano ba yung favor? Yung bang people will be good to you. So last week, you know, I just got off my car and I already was thanking the Lord for the strength, ano? And kinote ko agad yung, Lord, thank you na you're surrounding me with your favor. Eh, palakad ho ako dun sa trunk ko para kuhanin ko yung walker ko. Eh, the gate was already open and I was at the back ho, nandun sa, nakatalikod ako dun sa, so I wasn't seeing people behind me. And there was just this stranger, a jogger. Lapit sa, you need help? So siya ho yung tumulong to unload my walker. And then when I got into the office, ganun din, ano, because I wasn't feeling well lately, yung kasama ko sa aking department, a very nice lady, and siya yung sinasabihan ko sa inyo na, I gave her some tracks, ano. Very nice, young lady. And so, Moneta have some tea and made me tea for several days. Na I don't have to go dun sa aming coffee, ano. And then she would get hot water for me. And I have chamomile tea. Alam niyo chamomile? Eh, naku, sabi ko, calming yan. Naku, nung ininom ko, I'm ready to go to bed. But what I'm saying is, favor comes from God. You and I will be surprised that kung ano yung promise ni Lord, and you and I accept it, we declare it over our situations, then we begin to see nagmamanifest yung pinapangako ng word. Alam nyo, when you go home, read Psalm 112. Napakaikli lang ho nung Psalm 112, but it talks about ano yung promises ni Lord for us being a child of God. One of the sabi dyan ho is, do sa verse 1, blessed are you who fears the Lord and you will who finds great delight in His commands. Psalm 112. Para dun sa may mga anak, kita nyo sa verse 2, eto na. Your children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Continue to declare that over your children, your grandchildren. Lord, thank you that my children are blessed by you. ano pa? Ito yung kinote ko sa inyo one time, na wealth and riches are in his house. I declare that nung nagpapa-refinance ako. Nung ang binigay sa aking appraiser ni Lord was somebody that gave me a high, may equity yung bahay na na-surprise ako. Kaya nag-qualify to refinance. So, I believe the word. Lord, thank you. You said in your word that because I am your child, I'm, eto ang state ko. This is my condition as because I have the righteousness of God through my faith in Christ. Are you listening? Kaya dineclare ko po yun. Nakita ko talagang totoo. Dahil sabi mo, Lord, wealth and riches are in my house. Ano pa yung sabi sa verse 4? Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. When may mga mo, ano yung darkness sa atin? Kapag hindi natin alam, when we don't know what to do. How many of us find ourselves in situations that we don't know what to do? Lord, you said, when those times come, because you are my light, Lord Jesus, that you will show me what to do. Amen. For the gracious and compassionate and righteous man. Look at verse 5. Para ho dun sa yung senior sa atin ni Sister Sally, you're such a giver. Very generous ka. Hindi ka ganito. No? Sabi dyan, good will come to you who is generous and lends freely. Sino ba yung mga ganyan na talagang may gift of generosity, talagang giver? Talagang gusto nilang laging nagbibigay, ano? Pag na-meet nyo, pautang, ha? Hindi, biro lang, ho. Pero yun ang promise ni Lord, good will come to you if you have that kind of heart. Eto pa, look at verse 6. Surely you will never be shaken. You will never be moved. Look at verse 7. I love verse 7. You and I will have no fear of bad news. Our hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Look at this. Verse 8. His heart, your heart and my heart will be secure. You and I will have no fear. You and I will have no fear. We know what it means to be afraid. Lalo yung mga sinight na example ni Brother Roel. So when those times come, yung mga raming unknown, ano, like nung I was on disability, nako, nagpumapasok. There's so many unknowns. Pero alam nyo, sinabi ng Holy Spirit, God speaks. Give all of your unknown to the all-knowing God. What is it that you're afraid of? I was afraid of, Lord, paano yung future namin? Lord, I don't even know kung makakabalik ako sa trabaho ko if I'm still be able to go back. But the Lord did it all. I gave that situation to God and He moved. And in the end, we will look in triumph over our enemies. Amen. Look at verse 9. He has scattered abroad His gifts to the poor. Are we doing that? We are doing that. We're giving gifts to the poor. Doon sa Montalban, in many places, yung Samaritan's Purse. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be lifted high in honor. Do you know that true honor comes from God? Kapag ho kayo in-exalt ni God, walang ibang klase ho si Lord mag-promote. I'm telling you. Promotion comes from God. He will, ang name niyo ho, hindi na kailangan ilagay sa Hollywood Walk of Fame. We would want that our name is known in heaven. That you and I, whatever you and I do, minsan, you know, at times when you and I do good things, minsan naghahanap tayo ng appreciation sa tao. Is that right? Is that common among all of us? Yes. God would have His way of letting us know na ina-appreciate tayo. But even when those times don't come, because darating ko yung ganun times, minsan we do our best and then nag-expect tayo ng appreciation from others that we don't get. How do and I feel? Diba, nadadown tayo? But you know what? When you and I remember that everything that you and I do, when we do it is unto the Lord, that's all that matters. Bottom line, everything that we do, si Lord ang nakakakita. Amen. And so, praise the Lord. And so today, let's just thank the Lord for His word. With every opportunity that God gives us, amen, in hearing the word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Let's just thank the Lord for what Brother Roel has shared to all of us. Amen. Father God, it's always a blessed opportunity for us, and we are grateful, Lord God, sa word mo. Jesus, you said it yourself, Lord God, that your words are life to all of us. How much we need the life-giving power of your word as your word has been spoken over us this morning, this afternoon, O God, through the work of your Holy Spirit, it has renewed our minds and our hearts. That, Lord, O God, Jesus, you are the Word of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You are the Word, Lord Jesus, and you are truth. Kapag sinabi mo, Lord, it is truth. Sinasabi mo, consider it done. When you give a promise, you see to it that your word will never fail. And that, Lord, you will accomplish the very purpose that you have sent your word over the lives of your people. Lord, your heart is always to bless. Because, Lord, ganun ka Panginoon. Ganun mo kami kamahal. That's how much you love us. What you have in your heart is always our best interest, God. Even when troubles come, you are the God. You said in Romans 8:28, when troubles come, you can turn them around for good. To those who love you, Lord, and are called according to your purpose. And that's what we're declaring over the lives of your people. When troubles come, health troubles, financial troubles, relationship troubles, God. Spiritual struggles, God. We remember that, Lord Jesus, ang word mo, that in this world, we will be facing troubles, God. But sabi mo, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. We become overcomers only through you, Lord Jesus. And so, Father God, maraming salamat for the power of your Spirit upon us as a church, God, upon your people today. Binibigyan mo kami ng strength that comes from you, God, the wisdom that comes from you, insight, surrounding us with favor in your sight and in the sight of people around us, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you have promised, that when we learn to put you first in our lives, to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, that all of these things shall be added unto us. All of our physical, emotional needs, spiritual needs, they're all met in Christ, because Jesus, you are our all in all, God. Forgive us when we turn to the wrong places. Nagtatrust kami sa tao, Panginoon, and when people fail us, we get disappointed, God. You're teaching all of us to put our trust in you first, God. Because, Lord, our help comes from you, Lord. The help will come from you. That the heart that learns to trust you, God, will never be shaken, God. You will not allow anything to move us or to be separated from the love of God. And thank you, Lord, for marami kang promises, God, sa word mo. And when the testing of faith comes, we thank you that, Lord, ikaw pa rin, Panginoon. You're the one that will help us to keep from slipping or stumbling. Or even when we stumble and fall, you're the faithful God who picks us up, God. You're the God who picks us up, Lord. Binibigyan mo kami, Panginoon, that unction, that anointing, Lord God, to face our tomorrows, God. Walang fear, because you are with us. Lord, thank you, God, for everyone in this congregation, in this local church, God. For those present here, God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are touching each one, blessing each one, surrounding each one with your favor, comfort and strength, God. Yung troubles namin, Lord, binibigay namin sa iyo lahat, Lord. And when we learn to come to you in prayer always, with thanksgiving and with faith, something begins to happen in our hearts that, God, no one else can do for us. The promise of that peace that surpasses all understanding is ours. Thank you for that peace, Lord Jesus. Kahit hindi pa namin nakikita agad yung solution to the problems, God. But we know deep down in our hearts, God, that you're already moving, God. You are doing your part. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you, God, for just filling every heart today with the peace and joy that comes from you. To know that, God, we're never alone in our spiritual lives, in our spiritual journey, God. Yung presence mo, we celebrate your presence, God. We honor you, Lord, this day. This day belongs to you, God. We'd like to worship you today and give you the highest praise that you deserve. Let's sing that song again, because he lives, and let's just thank the Lord as we all rise up. Hallelujah. Let's honor the Lord and declare what we believe in our hearts, that our God is alive, and that because he lives, we can face our tomorrows. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sing that song unto the Lord.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Your word is saying and establishes that you're the God who has not given us the spirit of fear. That as a people of God, we're not supposed to live in fear nor be anxious about anything. Because God, you have given us a spirit of power, of love, and sound mind. We thank you that these blessings are ours. That we have the power that comes from your Holy Spirit. We receive that by faith over our physical bodies. That the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, as we speak that, Lord God, is even being manifested in this physical and mortal body, God. That, Lord, in our weaknesses, the strength of God is made perfect. What might be difficult for us, what we cannot do for ourselves, God, pag inalaw namin na ikaw ang kumilos, Lord God. Your strength is seen and the glory is given to you. Father God, we thank you that, God, you have given us the spirit of love, God. Na Panginoon, our prayer is that, Lord, our hearts be found steadfast and loyal to you all the days of our lives, God. Maraming bagay that is competing for our hearts' desire and attention, Lord. You know them all. Tulungan mo kami, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, Lord God, to love you first, to set our priorities right, God. We need the wisdom of God during these times that we are living in. Father God, we thank you that we have the soundness of mind. God, binibigyan mo kami ng ability, the discernment, the insight to make sound decisions, God. Decisions not based on emotions or decisions based on popularity polls or because of the majority of what others are saying. What was shared earlier is that, God, we need to hear a word from you. We need the revelation that comes from heaven, God, in all of our situations, Lord. And maraming salamat that because we are your sheep, Lord Jesus, we will hear your voice as you speak to us, as we seek you, God. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your mighty hand upon your people, God, upon our children, and even upon the adults, Lord. That, Lord, we are guided and protected by you, preserved by you, God. that, Lord, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can, Lord God, you are not going to allow that we be plucked out of your hand because ikaw ang aming good and great shepherd, Jesus. And so, Lord, maraming salamat. Thank you so much for loving us, God, and your commitment that you are with us till the end. Thank you for blessing us, that we may be a blessing to many, God. Thank you for surrounding us with your goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. And the blood of Jesus that covers us and even our homes. Thank you for even rebuking, Lord God, the devourer of our health, finances, and relationships, O God. And above all, thank you that we are blessed by you, O God. We give you the highest praise that you alone deserve. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. And let's declare that our God is alive. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.